This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Lots of reaction to comments made last night at Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden. Some things did go as planned, says the AP's Donna Warder.
November 5th, 2024, 9 days from now, will be Liberation Day in America. It's going to be Liberation Day.
The Trump campaign had dubbed Sunday's rally as the event where he'd deliver his closing message. There were normal attacks on his Democratic opponent.
Kamala Harris is a train wreck who has destroyed everything in her path.
But there were also lewd and racist comments about Latinos, Jews, and Black people. Comedian and podcaster Tony Hinchcliffe.
There's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Senior advisor Danielle Alvarez issued a statement saying, "This joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign." I'm Donna Warder.
While Donald Trump was in New York, Vice President Harris was in Battleground, Pennsylvania. The AP's Julie Walker.
Kamala Harris crisscrossed Philadelphia Sunday to rally voters at church, a barbershop, a black bookstore, a Puerto Rican restaurant, and a youth basketball court.
No one can sit on the sidelines. There is too much on the line.
The next stop for the Democrat is Michigan. And then Tuesday, Harris delivers what her campaign calls her closing argument from the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. I'm Julie Walker.
Not a lot of detail on this, but investigators from various federal agencies launched what they call an interagency operation this morning at the troubled lockup in New York City where Sean Diddy Combs is being held. They say they want to maintain a safe environment. NATO says, yes, North Korean troops have been sent to help Russia in its war against Ukraine, and some troops have already been deployed, says NATO. This is AP News. Egypt's president says his country is suggesting a brief ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Egypt's president has announced his country has proposed a two-day ceasefire in Gaza, during which four hostages held in the enclave would be freed. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi said the proposal includes the release of some Palestinian prisoners and the delivery of humanitarian aid to besieged Gaza. Al-Sisi said the proposal is an attempt to move the situation forward, adding that negotiations would continue to make the ceasefire permanent. I'm Karen Shamas.
Here in the U.S., the AP talked separately with six lawmakers in the House, three Republicans and three Democrats, to hear what it's like on Capitol Hill these days. Their responses? Polarizing, challenging, a lot of wasted time. But they say they keep at it. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.